This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Alex Cora, just moments ago, after Raviel Devers says he's third baseman, he won't play DH if the Red Sox ask. Why? Because I play third base. And on top of that, he didn't shoot down the idea of getting traded. Adamant that he wants to play third base. He's been told he's going to be a long-time third baseman here. And then Cora says, well, we're going to do what's best for the team. So I don't know if that represents a standoff between Devers and team. Cora kind of explained it away. Hey, he's a prideful guy. He's going to come in and work. We're going to make decisions that are best for the team. Is that lip service or do they really mean it? I guess we're going to find out, but your best team is not Rafael Devers at third base. It's not. Your best team is him DHing full-time, Bregman at third, Cassis at first, make some other roster moves if you want to, figure out the Yoshida problem, quote-unquote, but that's your best team. And I think most of us, I know you and I agree on this, Mego, most of us feel that way.
This is such a better position as a team for you to be in than you've been in the last couple years. The last couple years, it would be like, who's shortstop today?
Right.
Now you're like, oh, right. This is kind of tough. We might have to move on from Yoshida and that eat that contract, and nobody really wants him if we trade him. So that's unfortunate, but it's better to have too many good players and have to ship somebody out for a little bit of a loss than try to plug and play. And I just think this is a really bad look from Rafi. Like, this is a really bad look. You've had the opportunity to be the guy in the face of this franchise for the last several years. After Bogarts left, everybody was begging you to be that guy. And now that Bregman's come in and he seems to want to take that role and everybody knows he's a better third baseman, you don't want to move to DH?
No. Nope. No. He was told he was going to be at third base for a while.
Okay, although, well, plans changed.
Okay, ready? Here's what Cora just said 30 seconds ago. Asked about Devers being told he'd be at third base for a long time when he signed his extension. Cora, different leadership. That was under Heim. He's in St. Louis now.
Wow. Oh, no. No.
30 seconds ago, Cora to Jen McCaffrey, among others, down in Fort Myers. Different leadership. That was under Heim. He's in St. Louis now.
He hit him with the, that was a promise made by somebody who isn't here anymore.
Hit him with
your
the
daddy
Heim.
Ain't here anymore.
He literally hit him with the Heim is what he did.
Jeez.
So, wow. Okay. Interesting. Well, this is a nice, juicy Red Sox story. We said a couple of days ago, are the Red Sox back? Now they are. Scandal at spring training? Now the Red Sox are back. These are the Red Sox of my childhood. This means the Red Sox are officially back. Talent's in here. They don't like each other. There's infighting. Nothing's ever right. Now I'm starting to think the Red Sox really are back, Mego. It's great.
This is rough. This is because I think to most people on the outside, And I'd say that everyone except for Devers, it's so obvious that Bregman is the choice at third base. And it's annoying that you would look at it and say, well, Devers has been here for several years and he's the homegrown talent. So bend over backwards for him and move Bregman over to second base and he'll be good at second base. So what's the problem? Mm-hmm. The problem is it's not the best guy at third base.
Nope.
And that's what the position should be. And not only that, but it's a huge difference between Devers and Bregman. Like, it's I can go through the defensive run save, but it's like the difference of 15 runs over last season on average.
I have them off the top of my head. Devers was a -9 defensive run saves. Bregman was +6. So it's a gap of 15. Plus is good. Minus is bad. Text line asks, how many errors did Devers put up last year?
I think it was 14.
I was going to say, I want to say it was like 12 or 14, something like that. It led the American League like it has every year. Every year in his big league career, he's led the American League in errors at third base.
And they don't even count stuff that should be errors.
True.
They're kind about some of those errors.
Okay, so go ask Heim. He's the one who promised that to you. It wasn't me. Ouch. On top of Devers adamantly saying he's a third baseman, won't go to DH, not shooting down the idea of a trade. Dubs is all hot and bothered about this in the Twitch chat. And he makes a good point. Two of them, actually. Number one, the best Red Sox team is not by trading, I'll say arguably, but he said their best hitter. That doesn't make you a better team. True. That's why I ultimately wouldn't trade him. He also makes a good point. Let's say you trade Devers and Bregman opts out after a year. Who's your third baseman? So, like, there's also that problem as well. You wouldn't trade Devers either, correct?
I wouldn't. But you got to work this out. This is a bad look. I think what's even worse is that so he's telling Jed McCaffrey, he's telling Chris Cotillo, he's telling Rob Bradford down at spring training that he's not going to DH, that he was promised he would be third baseman when he signed his extension. But on top of it, when pressed about if he wants to be traded, he doesn't say no. So that just is like, that's a different degree of bad blood that you're putting out there than just, that's not my position. I don't want to move over.
Here's a good one. And we actually have multiple texts about this. Trade Devers for Vlad. Does that solve the problem?
Yeah.
Bregman's at third. Vlad, I know he only has 1 year left on his deal. You sign him to an extension right away. He apparently reportedly wants to play here.
Vlad's deadline did pass for an extension talk.
What does that mean?
He put in a self-imposed deadline for the Blue Jays.
That's nonsense. Doesn't mean anything. You know, that's just, players say that all the time. And then you turn around and you go,
Unfortunately, he'll have to break his self-imposed deadline.
Yeah, right. Here's $300 million. Oh, I broke my deadline.
It's like me being like, I'm not going to eat after 8 p.m.
Text line, that's a good idea. Devers for Vlad. That's a good idea. That would solve. So I'm not looking to trade Devers, but if something like that drops into my lap, sure, I'd do something like that. Good idea. And on top of this, when it comes to this Red Sox team, I'm more confident than ever Bregman is playing third base. I'm more confident that he will wind up playing third, and Devers is going to have to get on board, or he is going to get shipped out. And something tells me he'd ultimately tuck tail and go to DH. Talking a big game now, but let's see. I'm more confident than ever Bregman will play third. Cora's on Bregman's. You just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Cora's on Bregman's side.
Well, Cora's on the side of being rational. Like, well, he's being logical about
it. But if you thought he was going to be loyal to anybody, don't you think he'd be loyal to Devers?
Yeah, but
a week ago, he's like, Devers
loyal,
is our third baseman.
There's being loyal and there's being flat out wrong.
Oh, good.
I don't think Cora wants to sit there and look like he's flat out wrong for the sake of Devers.
Look, Cora would never do anything wrong. I know that. That's not something he would do.
But you know what I mean? Obviously wrong.
Yeah, no, I get it. So look, I'm more confident than ever Bregman is your third baseman, and this is going to get ironed out. But it is ugly in the meantime. And why they're saying Bregman is playing second base isn't because they're actually going to do it. It's to not bruise egos and get people
upset.
Except
for Heim Bloom's.
Well, that's a good point. Except for Heim Bloom. 617-779-7937. I do like this. This is good stuff. This is why when you sign talented players, good stuff happens, Mego. I was saying this on Friday. I'm like, what?
Somebody on the text line said maybe this is what Kennedy meant when he said we're not done.
We got
to take care of this Raffy problem.
We signed Bregman. We're actually going to get rid of Rafael Devers. I told you we're not done. Good point. 617-779-7937. That's also your text line.
We're not done yet.
Now this, I don't want to...
Unfortunately, we're not done yet.
I don't want to read texts like this on the air because they're not very nice to Rafael Devers. But it says, Vlad puts up better stats than Rafael devours. Which is it's not a nice nickname. I don't mean to bring that up on the air since it's so not nice to Devers. In a related story, Frank is in Connecticut. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
You two are terrific together. There's no dead air.
Yeah, that's true.
We really marked that down.
Okay.
Anyway, Red Sox fans since 1946. Devers has got to lose some weight. If you recall last season, Devers was a lot thinner than he is now because he got that demand from Cora. He did lose weight. And as the season progressed, he started to eat and eat and eat, and that is his downfall. If you notice, when he bends down for a ground ball,
yeah,
he has to really bend down with the left hand, and he can barely hit the ground.
Okay.
So, not good, not good.
No.
And on that note, I'll finish off with this. That's all, folks.
Okay, thank you, Frank. Okay. In Connecticut?
This is a point that Jones and I can be particularly condescending on, because we're a couple of sticks over here.
Yeah, well, that's true. I've got my problem areas, though, Michael, so I don't want to...
We're human.
I don't want to.
We're human. We're not a couple of supermodels.
Paint with a broad brush. Since he brought it up, I don't want to bring this up.
No,
It is very difficult for Devers to bend over and get all the way to the ground. Did you see any images of Devers at spring training? Any thoughts on those?
Sometimes a lens can be unkind depending on where the camera is pointed. We've all been the victim of that. You find yourself on the side of a group picture and you go, what the hell is that? That's not me. I wonder if maybe there are just some very curved lenses that are down at spring training because it doesn't look great.
The lens defense hasn't gone well in my experience in Boston with some of these Red Sox players because you'll get that. Pablo Sandoval, lens. Josh Beckett, remember that year where Beckett had his flab hanging out?
That wasn't lens.
No, but I remember people saying that at the time. They're like, oh, it's just a bad angle on the camera. So those are two that come to mind where I remember callers
or
bringing
that up.
Or
there's the studio over at Fenway. Sometimes it makes you look busty. It makes you look quite bosomy.
Look, I told
except
you.
Except for
I,
me.
I told you I have my problem areas. And so, no, when it comes to Devers, he didn't look the most fit at spring training, but I would say what else is new? And if you hit, none of us are going to care. But I would also say if you're going to hit, just hit. I don't know why you need to bother with third base. We got a good text on this earlier today. 617-779-7937. It's too far down now.
Is it the one that says Rafael nom 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 Devers?
Frank in Connecticut, you already called. You can stop texting. So, no, it was something like, explain to me why I'm five, why Devers would care about DHing instead of playing third base. I don't really have a great answer for that. I mean, other than he thinks it makes him look bad or it's embarrassing in some way, he's prideful to Cora's point. He's getting his money either way. Like, he has a giant, no pun intended, fat contract, and he's going to get his money either way. So I think he'd put up better numbers just DHing and just focusing on hitting, and it's not going to hurt him financially until he's a free agent 10 years down the line. What's the issue?
Yeah, you're just laying on thick with two C's.
He's
just marking his territory. He's third baseman. You hear him here. He says that when he signed the contract, he was promised that. And I think he's probably feeling a little bit of the excitement of Bregman coming in and going, well, I didn't get this when I signed my extension. Everybody was still bitching about Xander being sent out of town. And what, now this guy's taken over everything and he's taken my spot and I'm supposed to just go DH?
Yes. I mean, yeah, the answer
answer is yes.
He has strong feelings about it. You're right. Let's see. Although you can make the point, by the way, John Henry, this is another reason to pay guys in November and not wait until right before spring, where you can soften some of the messaging. You can have a player have some actual time to process moving off their position, not putting in all this work at third base and then maybe getting moved off of it late in spring or right before spring training, rather. Like, this is another reason where you could have just paid Bregman 3 months ago and you would have a lot of time to sort all this out. But instead, you waited and dragged it out and waited and waited some more and then waited some more. And now Devers shows up and he's still pissed because it's fresh. That's another reason to get this done early. Wally's in Fall River. Go ahead, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, guys? We were in La La Land 3 days ago. And now it seems we're not happy campers with all this.
Yes.
But as far as Rafi goes, everybody knows he's no Brooks Robinson. He's got to lose weight. But how many years does he have left on his contract, and how much money did the Red Sox owe him?
Okay, give me a sec. I'll scramble and look that up, Mego. But you know, the idea that we were in La La Land, you already thought we were too far there.
I thought so. I thought that that was more reflective of how desperate the fan base and even the media are to have a big signing. And people are saying, you know, this is the biggest signing really since Chris Sale or since David Price, like going back. And for me, I was hoping, okay, they're going to replicate this cycle that they did in 2018 when they were spending World Series money and they were going to build around the young guys that are coming up, because that's the bill of goods that they were selling the fan base for the last 5 years. But it also feels a little bit like so we knew that the Bregman stuff, Jones, was out there since basically they lost out on Juan Soto, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Like, that was the immediate pivot. They said the priority there, the release that said it's going to be Bregman. Wouldn't this be something that maybe you'd have conversations with Rafael Devers about if this was a real possibility?
Well, again, this is part of the reason to get it done early. You could have conversations, but Devers probably goes... Yeah, but
wouldn't
Devers,
it be like a bit of a sticking point for Devers to say, yeah, I'm not going to DH?
But it's easy for Devers to be like, they're never going to sign this guy anyway. We never sign anybody. Right. So like a conversation is different than it's actually happening. And so they probably have had conversations. And all along, Cora's been like, he's our third baseman. And it's more weeks and months of that. And now Devers is pissed and it's fresh. And so that's not the only reason to get a deal done early. But I don't think the Red Sox really... I mean, they had to ultimately bend the knee to Bregman. The report from Bradford yesterday is they had to include the opt-outs because he wanted them. So how much could you expedite the process by not getting dug in on that? Maybe you don't do it in November. Maybe you gotta break them a little bit by carrying this contract out even into the new year. You say, hey, we get to January. Fine, we'll bend the knee on these opt-outs. Three-year deal. It's $120 million, $40 million per, deferred money, blah, blah, blah. Take it or leave it. And then you get it done then. And there's a chance for people to heal and get over the decision and be more open-minded to it. He's not open-minded to it right now because it's new. To answer Wally's question, I thought this was the first year of Devers' extension. I double-checked it. This is year two. So he has this is 9 more years, including this one, left. He'll be 36 at the end of the deal in 2033. And they owe him a sizable amount of money. Jake's in Quincy. Hello, Jake.
Hey, guys. I just want to say it's nice to finally have somebody, a woman out there that actually knows sports. I do want to also say that I'm actually really happy that Cora is going out and speaking on this and going against Ralphie. I mean, it's pretty pathetic for him to, you know, be the absolute bottom of the league in defense. And then also every single year when it comes to hitting, he's injured because of the defense.
So I'm sorry to cut him off. I thought he was done. I agree with that point. That's another reason why I think there's no, like, nagging injuries that you picked up in the field because maybe you're diving for a ball that you couldn't get to because, I don't know, you're out of shape. And you can just focus on hitting. And I think it would actually improve your offensive
That's
numbers
what you're
by
getting
not playing
paid
the field.
For. That's what you're getting paid for. You're not getting paid for your defense. Absolutely not. So they're paying you not to play defense anymore and just hit. To me, it seems like a nice deal. I don't know. I like it.
I would like it.
They're like, hey, how about you do less and you just stay a superstar the way Ortiz did?
Some players, they feel like they'd be out of the game. Like they're not as involved in the game and they're not as locked in. I don't think the numbers back that up in the minimal time at DH that he's had in his career.
And again, nobody's going to pay him more because they say, oh my God, look what he can do at third base. He's not good at third base.
He's not a free agent until he's 36. He's not. I'm telling you right now, he could play third base for the next 5 years. By the time he's 36, that guy won't be playing any position. He will be a DH. By the end of this contract, you're a DH either way, Rafael. So it's just a matter of when you go there and when you don't. But I'll reiterate, I'm more confident than ever Bregman will be at third base. Cora's comments are significant. Let me read these again. I'll start with it's been a while since I've read them, so I'll just read them again because they're kind of breaking in the last hour or so. Devers says he will not go to DH if the Red Sox ask him. He was told he'd be at third base for a long time when he signed his contract extension, and he also didn't shoot down the idea of getting traded. But sticking with that last point, he was told that he'd stay there. Cora was asked about that, and Cora said, different leadership, that was under Heim, he's in St. Louis now.
The name check is so good.
To which Cora said, I'm the captain now. Like, he's like, that's he won his battle with Chaim Bloom, and now he's rubbing Chaim Bloom's nose in it. But you're right, the name check gives added effect there.
Yeah, it wasn't even the thing that sometimes guys do. It's like, oh, this leadership that's no longer here.
Right.
So you want to go talk? You want to go talk to the guy who promised you that? It's Chaim Bloom down in St. Louis.
Yeah, you want to go
take a trip?
You want to go cry to Chaim? You probably have his number, Rafael. You can go cry to Chaim. He's in St. Louis now. Here, we're going to play the best guys. And
look at me, sure. I'm the captain now.
If that's really Cora, if Cora's really speaking the truth, I mean, we're going to make decisions that are best for the team. And that's not lip service and it's not Bill Belichick nonsense. You're actually going to do it? Great. I'm fully on board with it. That also means Devers is your DH and Bregman's at third.
By the way, since we've had so much conversation about this, Cora has really stuck to his fitness plan.
Oh, he's in shape, yeah.
He looks great.
Uh-huh, he does.
Like, I saw, remember last year was like such a pivot. Like, he got in, he was doing all the running and everything. Maybe an example to set for his team.
Could teach Devers a thing or two.
That's Joe Braverman. He's got all the latest here in trending. We'll get to your phone calls, 617-779-7937. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Viva Trattoria. Alex Bregman was officially introduced in Fort Myers yesterday after agreeing to a three-year, $120 million deal with the Red Sox. Bregman spoke about some former Red Sox players he's been in contact with, including one that was his favorite growing up.
My favorite player, Dustin Pedroia, did. He reached out a few times this offseason and talked to me about how special it was to be a part of the Boston Red Sox, and it was pretty cool to talk to him as well as so many other former players here in Boston and current players on the team as well. It was great.
Some news from today's camp. You heard it from Jones there. Rafael Devers spoke to the media and was adamant that he is playing third base and was told if he would DH, no. And our own Rob Bradford reports Alex Bregman has been getting reps at third baseman, and Christian Campbell has been exclusively at second base. Team Shaq won the NBA All-Star Game with victories over the Rising Stars and Team Chuck in the newest round-robin tournament format. Steph Curry was named the MVP with a combined 20 points. He had 12 of them in the second game, including 4 of 8 from 3. Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were part of the winning squads. Tatum had 21 points, including 15 in Game 2, and Jaylen Brown over the two games had a total of 12 points. Speaking of round robin, that's where the Four Nations face-off concludes tonight. The tournament shifts to TD Garden in Boston. Canada and Finland are just getting underway. It is still scoreless, about 2.5 minutes into that game. Later on tonight, it'll be the USA and Sweden at 8 o'clock. The U.S. has already clinched a spot in the championship game Thursday night. In women's college basketball, 7th-ranked UConn ended the 71-game home winning streak of South Carolina with an 87-58 win. Ludvig Åberg won the Genesis Invitational by one shot for his second career PGA Tour victory. And William Byron won his second straight Daytona 500 in overtime that included two separate weather delays totaling 3.5 hours. Eviva Trattoria is the proud sponsor of the Greg Hill Spring Training Broadcast from Fort Myers, Florida. Eviva Trattoria, Italian-inspired, locally made from fresh, whole, locally sourced foods. Be sure to stop into the Maynard location today. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What a busy day it is here on Jones and Keefe. No Keefe. Jones and Mego reunion here on WEEI. It is the grab bag. Rafael Devers not shooting down the idea of being traded out of Boston. On top of that, says he wants to play third base. Would he consider a move to DH? No. Why? Because he plays third base, obviously.
Won't even consider it.
Wouldn't consider it.
That's just a hard stance.
So
won't even consider.
I see a lot of you waiting patiently
you
here on the phone.
You could say, like, I'll consider and say no.
Yeah, right. Right.
Let's consider it.
I'll consider it. It's a no at the end of the day, but I'll consider it.
Yeah.
That's like Kat with all my plans. She she considers them and then shoots them down.
I go, let's see how I'm feeling after that.
Exactly. Kick the can down the road a little bit.
Yeah.
But I see a lot of you waiting patiently. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons comes your way at 2 o'clock. They'll be talking about this. Fitzy was just texting me. So they'll be talking about this at 2 o'clock. Stay tuned for it. We'll get you the clip du jour as well. Right now, Mego, Four Nations is underway at TD Garden. Canada and Finland already in action. Team Canada up 2-0 on Finland, which means I think you're going to get a USA and Canada rematch on Thursday. USA takes on Sweden tonight at 8 o'clock. Any thoughts on those games?
I love that for us. I think that's going to be awesome. And it's going to be a nice conversation. I did see a couple tweets. I don't know if this is like verifiable, but that the Canadian anthem did not get a huge response one way or the other.
I was listening back here. It was very nice. Very
okay,
polite.
Good.
Good.
So that should please you, right?
Yes. I don't think we should be booing the Canadian anthem today
so either,
or on Thursday.
It's also a Finnish audience. It's not the American audience.
I think there's probably a healthy dose of Americans
there.
First
of all, Finland's not a real place, Joe. We've established this. And second of all, you think a lot of Finns are making the trip for that? I mean, maybe. But the real test will be Thursday. But that's promising. I'm with you on that.
Grab bag.
Okay, we have NBA All-Star Game changes that have been proposed, Mego.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have some ideas on this. Your idea was effectively USA versus the world to help fix the NBA All-Star Game. How about this? This is from Front Office Sports. Major changes could be coming to the 2026 NBA All-Star Game. A $1 million one-on-one tournament.
Hmm.
A 5 p.m. Eastern start time. That would help instead of, was it 8 o'clock last night? 3-plus hours. And then big name stars in the dunk contest. I'll believe that one when I see it. Ja Morant, Giannis, who else? Zach LaVine are talking about doing the dunk contest next year. That would help. How about a $1 million one-on-one tournament?
If guys aren't going to do the dunk contest, I don't think they're going to do that. Because you don't want to get pantsed in a one-on-one. Like if you have Tatum and Anthony Edwards going up against each other.
For $1 million.
Yeah, but there's a lot to lose in terms of you know, getting posterized. Mm.
Most of these guys in the All-Star game don't need $1 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. Okay, I would watch a one-on-one. If you could do it right, I would watch it.
It would be super fun.
That would
be again,
great.
It's like I just don't... I think you wouldn't get the participation the same way you don't get the participation in the dunk contest unless you said mandated one of these All-Stars from each team has to go into it.
Who would win a one-on-one contest in the NBA?
What do you mean?
Like all the All-Star... Like
who
all
would
the All-Stars
dominate
are there?
Most of it?
Yeah, who would win it?
Trying to think, like,
I straight up, by the way, suggested this last week. I said either one-on-one or king of the court. That's what they should do. I straight up, this is my idea.
Like, my immediate reaction is that it would be Jokic, but I'm not sure that Jokic's play totally lends to one-on-one the way that somebody like a Kyrie would have a handle that would just be very annoying to defend.
Kyrie's
again
a good
and
one.
Again again.
I was going to say SGA.
Are we doing make it, take it?
Yeah, I mean, this is one-on-one.
Okay.
I would assume that's what you're doing.
Depends, like, what court you're playing on, the rules.
Twos and ones. Make it, take it? Yeah, I would think it's that. I would hope it's that. I would lean SGA there for a similar reason.
If like it's a guy, make it, take it, it could snowball against you very quickly.
Oh, yeah. The fatigue would catch up.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's not for Rafael Devers and his ilk.
You keep going back to that.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a grab bag.
We had SNL 50 last night, 50th mm-hmm. anniversary of SNL on a Sunday.
Didn't
it was
like
three
that.
Plus hours. Any thoughts on the SNL? Have you seen any of the clips or anything like
I've
that?
I've seen some of the clips. So I love SNL. Like, I don't know. What's your favorite cast, first of all?
Oh,
if you have to choose
God.
One cast, because mine is clearly Sandler, Farley, the end stages of Dana Carvey.
That's probably
that
right.
That kind of generation. I love the Will Ferrell, Tina Fey cast that came after that. But that's like my sweet spot, my favorite cast. And I was annoyed that they were doing it on Sunday because I was at my in-laws on Saturday and I was like, oh, great. We can all watch the SNL special together. This will transcend generations. And they're like, no, it's Sunday night. It's stupid. It's Saturday Night Live. It's not Sunday Night Live.
Well, I mean, they're doing a ratings grab, I would imagine,
okay.
right? Sunday.
Also,
in like, they had like a red carpet beforehand, which I felt like was wasted. But they were going for like an award show style of ratings grab, I would think. I would say it was good. I don't want to oversell it and say it was great or excellent. There were some good member berries. You know, you got, whatchamacall, who's the Mike Myers character? I'm overclamped. You got that one. You got Debbie Downer. Like, you got some throwbacks. You got some new sketches. Eddie Murphy was in multiple sketches. You know, like, the star power that an event like that can bring together, I thought was pretty good. They were light on the music. They were light on the montages. I enjoyed the montage for the canceled sketches, all the sketches that they would have canceled over the years. I thought Steve Martin's monologue was schmeh, you know, but largely I thought most of the sketches were entertaining. It dragged on a little bit too much towards the end. I stayed up for Paul McCartney, who initially sounded terrible, but he figured it out by the end of it. And no, I thought it was a good, not great watch last night.
To be honest, I was going between the All-Star Game festivities, which was easy to go between because there were 100 breaks in actual basketball.
Oh, are you kidding me? I stayed on SNL 50 the whole time.
No, and then I went to White Lotus. White Lotus
oh,
is
yes,
was,
yes,
the
yes,
White
yes,
Lotus
yes.
premiere was fantastic.
It was good.
I'm going to be on the morning show a little bit this week, so we'll definitely be talking White Lotus because that is the best
well,
show on television.
They're
right
going to want to talk Paradise, Mego.
I'm not watching Paradise.
They're going to want to talk Paradise, and you're going to want to talk White Lotus.
I heard what the twist in the end of the first episode of Paradise was, and I said to myself, that sounds so incredibly stupid. I am not watching that show. White Lotus is very self-aware. It's just watching rich people be miserable at locations I can never afford.
SNL 50, though, good. By the way, this is a good hot take. You always hear this one in the Twitch chat. SNL, no good anymore.
Oh,
which
really?
People have only been saying for about 49 of the 50 years.
Are they saying Saturday Night Dead in
yeah.
there?
Yeah, wow. So for about 49 of the 50 years of SNL, that's been a complaint. I like SNL for what it is. It's sketch comedy. They don't all hit. But I enjoyed that last night.
That they may take our lives, but they'll never take
grab bag.
Yeah, that would be painful. They basically did, actually. Jonathan Martin, by the way, this is very important if you remember him. Years ago, the offensive lineman for the Miami Dolphins. It turns out, not bullied by Richie Incognito, Mego.
This story's so weird because the facts of the case that he's asserting coming out is it's weird that his mother's involved. This all was seems like maybe it was just fabricated. But then the Incognito victory lap is not
it's gross.
A good look.
Yeah.
And there's other stuff that was involved in here that already made it not a good look, even if you wouldn't qualify it as bullying by whatever standard that you have. This is a gross story. Like, it comes back. It doesn't make me feel like, wow, Incognito was right. It makes me feel like this is, I haven't thought about this guy in a while, and I don't want to now.
So I forgot about a lot of the particulars. And he is, like, taking a real victory tour on Twitter, which is odd because he came back from his suspension and got in more trouble with the NFL. But, like, if you want to tell me Ted Wells, I know a lot of Patriots fans want to do this. Ted Wells overreacted and the suspension was unjust for Incognito. Fine, I'll listen to you on that. The idea that Richie Incognito is, like, some
good guy?
Yeah, good guy and someone I should feel bad for.
That his name was dragged through the mud?
Yeah, like, please. Go back. And I don't think you can listen to it, but there's text of the voicemail he left for Jonathan Martin. Go check that out. And be on Richie Incognito's side. So, no, I would say that was a story I didn't see resurfacing, but that's back in the news.
Avengers!
Grab bag.
franchise tag opens tomorrow. You can tag players beginning tomorrow. Not the Patriots, because there's no one worth tagging.
Yeah, if you have players that you want to stay that are very talented and you're not sure if you're going to pay them an extension yet. This idea you might not be familiar with.
The idea that you can tag these guys, you could do that. It's really about T. Higgins if you're locally worrying about it. There's a chance. And they can start tagging him tomorrow. There's like two weeks? I forget what the window is to get in there and tag these players. But if T. Higgins is franchise tagged by the Bengals, you got to regroup. Because this happened to us last year, Mego. You were very adamant a year ago. You wanted T. Higgins in free agency. He never got there. It was like Higgins and Pittman and some other guys. And by the end, you were left with Calvin Ridley and Hollywood Brown, and that was the whole class. So you need a pivot. You need something ready to go because starting tomorrow, T. Higgins could be off the market.
Yeah, I hope it's not even a pivot. I hope that they're being very aggressive in looking at the trade market for a wide receiver because I think increasingly this is just kind of how free agency is going to go for receivers where guys get tagged, guys sign their extensions that they originally weren't going to have with their teams. And then you're sitting there, if you're a team like the Patriots and you're lumped in with the Titans or the Panthers or somebody, and everybody's going after one guy. And you're kind of lucky if, like, T. Higgins is there and that guy in Cincinnati doesn't tag him again. Because even if they did tag him again, that's kind of crazy to me. I don't think that would foster a lot of goodwill between those two sides.
No, I would say not. But tomorrow, the opening of that window to franchise players.
Grab bag.
Okay, time now for our top NBA performer of the night, Mego. A lot of good options here. You tell me who the top performer was. Jason Tatum for Team Shaq, 21 points and 6 rebounds in a win. Steph Curry, Team Shaq, 20 points, 10 rebounds, 6 threes, 1 from half court. That was also in a win. Victor Wembanyama, Team Chuck, 17 points. SGA, Team Chuck, 16 points. Or Draymond on TNT saying the All-Star game sucked. Who is the top performer in the NBA?
I'm actually going to go with Draymond because I like the haterade that he was feeling. The All-Star game product was not good last night, mostly because of all the weird breaks that they had. They're trying to be creative, so that's okay. Like, you tried a new format. It didn't really improve anything. People are mad again. Keep going back to the drawing board and come up with something else, but I'll give it to Draymond.
Okay. Draymond Green, our top performer of the night, which brings us to our random baseball player.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random
Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
baseball player of the day.
Okay, random baseball player of the day. This player is a first baseman, bats left, throws left, Mego.
I have no idea.
Joe, feel free to weigh in. You don't know it yet? You have no guesses yet? First baseman.
I got no guesses either.
Bats left, throws left. He played for the Yankees, the Angels, the Giants, and for the final season of his career, a little cameo with your Boston Red Sox. But I primarily would think of him as a San Francisco Giant.
Can you give me the last season of his career?
Yes, the last year was 2006. He played 15 years in the bigs, 92 to 06.
Oh, no, I was a child.
This player was a zero-time All-Star, although he did.
A zero-time All-Star.
Finished 26th in the MVP in 1997 as a member of the San Francisco Giants.
Good guess in the Twitch chat with Babe Ruth. Yeah,
it is not Babe Ruth, although I think I might see it in the Twitch chat. He is a 6-time Gold Glover at first base.
Yeah, I would have never gotten this.
Career high 28 home runs in 1997. Made the World Series, Mego, in 2002 with the San Francisco Giants. And the reason I picked him, his last name weather related, very much related to the weather we just had here in Boston.
JT Sleet.
JT Snow. We're going to give it to Mego. Ding, 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 ding,
yeah,
ding.
Yeah.
He got it.
Jack Thomas Snow.
I was literally just about to say JT Snow before she said JT Sleet.
Congratulations, Mego. Wonderful job. Often confused with JT Sleet.
Little assist over there. Thank you, Twitch chat.
Twitch chat all over it. Text line. I'm not sure. You beat the text line. So good job. 617-779-7937. We do that every single day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. Mego hanging out for one more segment. We'll hand off to WEEI Afternoon, see what Fitzy and the crew has coming up, and we'll get you our clip du jour next. You got WEEI Afternoons coming your way momentarily. We'll check in with Fitzy and see what they have coming up today on a very, all of a sudden, newsy President's Day. We got Rafael Devers not shying away from... I don't want to say demanding a trade, but the idea of a trade out of Boston. He certainly doesn't want to move off of third base and become a DH. So more of that coming up. I'm sure they'll get to the Four Nations as well, which I think we covered very thoroughly earlier today, Mego. This came up, and I'm unaware of what this is. Our discussion about the USA and Canada on Saturday, which I was wrong about. That was a spectacular event. I'm taking the L on it. Four Nations is a win. Jones is an idiot. It's today's clip du jour.
If the U.S. takes over Canada, they should also take over the anthem.
So,
because that's a good song.
I have this is an idea that I've co-opted.
United States.
I've heard this elsewhere. If we add Canada and even other territories, you know, Greenland, if we're adding all these things, don't we need to? We got to stay at 50. I don't want to go to 51 states or 52 states.
Well, you would have to split it up into a couple states, right? You can't have
Canada's just a state.
No. You can't have Montreal and Vancouver in the same state. That's insane.
They are the same state.
No.
Yes, it's one state. Canada's a state.
No, I'm telling you, Canada's way too big to be one state. It's crazy that California is one state.
They have their provinces.
California is a country unto itself.
No, Canada's a state. Okay, so Canada's the 51st state. Greenland's the 52nd state. But then we got to condense. And again, this is not my original idea, but I love this. We got to condense the Carolinas into one. Or the Dakotas into one.
The Virginias.
Yes, Virginia and West Virginia.
Virginia's going to be so mad about having West Virginia.
We have to get them to one, so we have 50 states. I don't want 51 states.
Or you split Canada into 10 states, and then you have 60 states.
No.
Why?
That's even worse.
The 60 nifty United States.
No. I don't like that. We got to stay at 50.
The 60 sexy United States.
So like Dakotas, you're out of luck. You are out of luck. You're now one state because we brought in Canada. I like it.
I like how your rebuttals are just no.
No, I don't want to do that. I want Canada to be one state.
He used the Rafi Devers approach.
Yeah, exactly. I was very intractable.
Not even going to consider it.
No. We're not going to. No, the idea is we're staying at 50 states. We don't go to 60. And
why
add,
are you
like,
so obsessed with the number 50?
Add the Maritimes and everything else. We're not doing that. No.
Yeah, wait, that's the other question. This is going to sound incredibly
stupid. How many provinces
stupid.
Can I name? All of them.
No. How is there going to be a different time zone that we have to get into when they're one of our states?
Yeah, Canada time.
What is Canada time?
I don't know.
They're on different coasts.
Yeah, they're correct. They're still, Vancouver's on Pacific time, for instance. Yeah.
Even when you're in Montreal, you have to be on Pacific time because you're on Canada time.
Well, I mean, if we really want to get into it, I'd eliminate time zones altogether.
Well, yeah, I do kind of agree with that.
Okay, well, good. Well, that's
daylight saving, at least.
That's clip du jour today. Here on Jones and Keefe. Mego in for Keefe. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You can visit the Nines for their new daytime deals menu, available Monday through Saturday until 5 p.m. Enjoy new specials like the flatbread combos or the Vermont cheddar chicken sandwich. Nice. You gotta love the Nines. We have Fitzy standing by. What's coming up on the program today, Fitzgerald?
Listen, I got to tell you, Jones. Hi, Mego.
Hi.
My new partner in crime on the Six Rings podcast. Great to hear you guys say sound awesome. While I do appreciate the clip du jour, I think it's a fantastic segment of the Jones and Keefe program. With all due respect, I loved your provincial debate over what would happen if we had to divvy up America's hat. But, Jones, the lull of the day to me was around 1:31, 1:32 when you said to Braverman, listen, Joe, we've been over this. We all know Finland's not a real place.
Yeah, it's not a real place. It's well established. We know that now. It's actually a fake country. That is, by the way, getting smoked as we speak by Team Canada. So I imagine you guys probably had a lot of Four Nations lined up, but this Devers stuff is taking on a life of its own.
Yeah, I was just thinking that we were going to be slapping around, you know, the All-Star game and how great it was for everyone at 9:57 last night to be watching Mr. Beast try to give away $100,000 in ones in a, you know, a PVC bucket in the middle of the All-Star court, and how the Four Nations completely showed up, all All-Star games in general, USA versus the world, and other sort of President's Day holiday filler. And then along comes, a real big problem for the Red Sox, which I don't think you guys blew up in any sort of hyperbolic way whatsoever. Like, this is a legitimate problem. Like, I want to go back to when Bregmania was a thing and we were all, like, vibing in Red Sox Nation couple days ago. That was great. This is a big freaking problem.
Big, big, big problem. Carries a lot of weight with it.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Mego, come on. You're talking, Mego.
It's a weighty issue.
You're talking to the guy that used to shop exclusively in the Husky section at Sears.
That's adorable.
I used to sweat profusely when it was pay what you weigh, not at the ground round. I am above fat shaming.
You were a little hoss of a young man.
Yeah. Oh, I was a hoss and a half, Mego.
Precisely.
Mego, I weigh 50% less now than I did at the age of 13.
I think that's sweet.
No, you would not have if you saw me with the bar mitzvah mustache, the mullet. And
you don't actually weigh 50% less.
I do.
50% less?
Yeah, I weigh like about a buck 84 and I weighed 270 then.
I am not. What?
Yeah. Oh, there was a lot of me.
I need photos.
Then you don't. Trust me. Trust me, you don't. Anyway, we got a whole lot of Raffy Devers to discuss today. Jen McCaffrey, Red Sox beat reporter from Mass Live, is kind enough to join us today.
Oh, nice.
At 4:30 from Fort Myers with a fresh update. I heard earlier in Spode, while walking the dog around the neighborhood on this breezy, as Gronk would say, holiday Monday, I heard Bridget Prue checking in from the garden. She's going to call at the tail end of Finland, the fake place versus Canada, with a vibe check on how things went there and a quick preview of tonight's Sweden versus USA match as well. So we're going to get fresh information for you on Four Nations, Red Sox, and more. We got Dan Ball, the Lions Den, John Lyons, and your old pal Fitzy here for WEEI Afternoons. What a time to be alive.
I like it. You got Fitzy. You got Lyons. You got Ball. Lots of Red Sox talk. Four Nations talk on the program today as well. You can check them out on Twitch, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, and on YouTube. Subscribe to WEEI. Mego, great stuff today.
Thank you.
Keith back tomorrow. We'll talk to you at 10 here on WEEI.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Hear some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.